I start my day by praising Allah Ar-Rahman.
Bida'ul Iman Radio Broadcasting Station proudly presents Jewels of Faith, a 12-lesson program made to enhance the English-speaking population of our nation about the glorious religion of Islam. Jewels of Faith includes lessons about the belief, the prophets, and many other valuable pieces of information. We begin now with our lesson. Stay tuned.
The Lord of all the world, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the prophet.
In the name of Allah, praise and thanks to Allah. And we ask Allah to raise the rank of the Prophet Muhammad and protect his followers from that which he fears for them. To all the beloved Muslims, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah the Exalted said in the Quran, in the chapter named Muhammad, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. This has the meaning to know that no one is God but Allah, and ask forgiveness from Allah for your sins and those of the male and female Muslims. When a person professes Islam and becomes Muslim, he is implying by his statements beliefs which he holds in his heart concerning his Creator and the Messenger of Allah. If one says the two professions, but at the same moment holds within his heart beliefs contradicting his statements, then he really did not become a Muslim. His Creator knows, although he appears Muslim to the people. This is why we are so persistent in repeatedly explaining the meaning of the two professions of Islam. We are endeavoring to be more persistent in spreading the truth than the liars who spread teachings which lead the people to hellfire. I profess that no one is God but Allah means that no one or thing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. Worship is performed by the creation and is the utmost of submission. A physical expression of worship is the pressing of one's forehead on the ground, which is done in the Muslim's prayer. Allah is the creator of everything, and he is not created. His existence has no beginning and no end. None of his creation resemble him. Any attribute of the creation is not an attribute of Allah. Allah's attributes are perfect, without a beginning or an end, and his attributes cannot be counted. Of his glorious countless attributes, we must know 13. For they were mentioned repeatedly in the Islamic texts, and the person with the sound mind acknowledges that definitely the Creator has these attributes, for the one who does not have these attributes is weak and surely does not deserve our worship. We can state these attributes in the following way. Allah exists, so we say Allah has the attribute of existence. Allah's existence has no beginning, so we say, Allah has the attribute of existence without a beginning. Allah's existence does not end, so we say, Allah has the attribute of existence without end. Allah is one, so we say that Allah has the attribute of oneness, meaning that he has no partners. Allah does not need the creation. Therefore, we say that Allah has the attribute of not needing the creation. Allah has power over all the creation. So we say that Allah has the attribute of power. Whatever Allah willed will occur, and nothing occurs against Allah's will. Therefore, we say that Allah has the attribute of will. Allah knows everything. So we say that Allah has the attribute of knowledge. Allah hears and sees everything. Therefore, we say that Allah has the attributes of hearing and sight. Allah is alive, so we say that Allah has the attribute of life. Allah speaks, therefore we say that Allah has the attribute of speech. All of Allah's attributes do not resemble the attributes of the creation. Therefore, we say that Allah has the attribute of non-resemblance to the creation. Allah's existence has no beginning. Hence, we know that all of His attributes have no beginning. For if one said that Allah gained an attribute, he is saying that Allah changed and was not perfect. It is of utmost importance to always remember that Allah's attributes are not like those of the creation. For example, Allah's speech is not a language or sound. It does not resonate in our ear. It has no beginning and no end, and it does not start and stop. Although we say that Allah speaks, and we say that a person speaks, the word speaks has a different meaning in each of the two statements. As one learns about Islam, the teacher continually informs the student of the meaning of words when used in different contexts. Those with clean hearts will assign the right meanings to words, for they are firm in belief, but those with a sickness in their hearts will seek to pervert the glorious religion of Islam by assigning the wrong meanings to words. May Allah make us among those with the good, clean hearts and strengthen us in spreading the truth.
The following is the meaning of a passage from the precious text entitled Mukhtasaru Abdillah al-Harari, a summary of the obligatory knowledge of Islam, authored by the Honorable Sheikh Abdullah al-Harari. The meaning of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah is that I know, believe, and declare that no one or thing deserves to be worshipped except Allah, who is Al-Wahid, the one who has no partner in his godhood, Al-Ahad, the one who is indivisible, Al-Awwal, and Al-Qadim, the one whose existence has no beginning, Al-Hayy, the one who has the attribute of eternal and everlasting life, Al-Qayyum, the everlasting one who manages and takes care of the world, Al-Da'im, the one whose existence does not end, Al-Khaliq, the one who brings things from non-existence into existence, Ar-Raziq, the one who provides for his creation, Al-Alim, the one who knows everything without beginning, Al-Qadir, the Almighty. He is the one who does whatever he wills, that is, whatever Allah willed to be shall be, and whatever Allah did not will to be shall not be. The one who, without his protection, no one can evade disobeying him, and without his help, no one has the strength to obey him. He is the one with the perfect attributes, who is clear of any imperfection attributed to him. No thing resembles him, and he is the one who sees and hears everything. He is the one whose existence has no beginning, and everything else has a beginning. He is the creator, and everything else is a creation. Every creation that existed, be it a self, from the fine dust to the great throne, or a deed, including every movement, immobility, intentions, and thoughts, had been created by Allah. Hence no one other than Allah, be it nature or the so-called first cause, created those things. They became existent by Allah's eternal will, might, and knowledge, as mentioned in the verse of the Quran, which means that Allah created everything. He brought them from non-existence into existence. No one creates with this meaning of creating except Allah. Praise to Allah who blessed us with our honorable teacher. May Allah increase his status. O Allah, help us learn what is beneficial to us, and help us benefit from that which you have helped us to learn. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I start my day by praising Allahu Rahman.
The Islamic Charity Project Association developed this program to help people see that Islam is not only for Arabic-speaking people. but for all people of all races and languages.
I start my day by praising Allahu Rahman.
Thank you for listening to Jewels of Faith.
Allahu Rahman, the Lord of all the worlds, the Lord of all the worlds. And I ask Allah to raise the rank of the Prophet.